Greetings and welcome to the Let's Talk podcast. This is where we seek to have conversations through the lens of Christ's eyes. And today, I am delighted to be joined by my good friend and brother, Emmanuel Simiyu. He can say hi to you.
Hi.
Yeah, he follows instructions. We shall seek to look into the five solas this next few months. So this shall just be an introductory phase, this 75th episode. Thank you for listening and for tuning in for the 74 times that you most likely have. We are truly grateful. So back to the solas. We shall seek to understand its historical relevance and its present implications. Why did the fathers of our faith, or those who lived before us, endeavor to come up with these five solas, and what does it mean for us even in this present age? And so, Simiyu, what is this sola thing that we are talking about?
Sola thing. I think we are familiar with someone introducing themselves that they are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone for his glory, and scripture launched with the basis for correction, for instruction, and for bringing up our faith in Christ. So five solas. We want to see what God was doing, the means through which he was doing in effecting his salvation to us, the penalty of sin, grace. God, by grace, gave his son that we may be saved. And we just want to understand what that means to us and how we can appreciate that to our lives as Christians.
Thank you. So you have made mention of one sola gratia, that is by grace alone.
Exclusively grace.
Exclusively grace. Number two is by faith alone. That is sola fide. Then number three, you've made mention of sola Christus.
Yes.
Right? That is by Christ alone.
In Christ.
Or in Christ alone.
Yes.
In Christ alone is yes. And then there is also for the glory of God.
Yes.
That is sola
Deo Gloria.
Deo Gloria. Yeah. We are Kenyans. Yeah. Our pronunciation may differ from others. And then there's the fifth one, that is sola Scriptura, that is scripture, in reference to scripture, scripture alone. Yeah. And so for the next few months, intermittently, we shall seek to understand what this grace actually means, that we have been justified freely by his grace, which has been found in Christ Jesus, that our salvation is also through our faith in this Christ Jesus, so that in one hand, there is the good hand of whoever believes shall have eternal life, or they shall not perish, John 3:16. There is that beautiful reality, and there is also the reality that whoever does not believe shall surely perish and be condemned.
It's condemned.
So then we have sola Christus, that is in Christ alone.
In Christ alone.
That he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and that no one can get to the Father through him. He is the only one. There is no other way to God or to heaven. And then there is sola Deo Gloria. Yeah, by the time we're through with this thing, we shall have mastered the pronunciation.
Sure.
That we exist, or all this exists for the glory of God and of God alone. We serve a jealous God who does not share his glory. And then sola Scriptura, that is a look into the scriptures as the ultimate authority and instrument that can transform and reform our minds, right?
Sure.
I believe this is just an introduction. We shall not endeavor to describe them further, but we wish to look into these things together.
Okay.
Any final remarks, Simeon?
I would really not want to get into what you have said, but in appreciating grace, sola gratia, now that we shall be handling that first,
mm-hmm.
Salvation is exclusively God's idea. It is by grace alone, right? That no amount of human works can save us. The scriptures are right. Talk of Ephesians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can read for us Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance."
It is by grace alone that we have been saved.
Yeah.
So by appreciating the whole salvation thing, we also want to be careful over that which we shall say, because we have handled the attributes of God.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners can go back and look at the attributes of God. We've handled salvation series, regeneration, sanctification, glorification. Yeah, so in appreciating mm-hmm. the magnitude of our faith, we shall also be seeking to answer a question later on, our assurance of salvation later on mm-hmm. in this episode. So the reason as to why we're having this is to look, salvation is not our idea first.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is by grace alone,
mm-hmm.
and salvation is God reaching out to
mm-hmm.
man and effecting his saving plan
mm-hmm.
and redemption plan
mm-hmm.
way before we existed
mm-hmm.
in the foundations of the earth, when man had forsaken him,
mm-hmm.
then he crafted a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to redeem man to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And because they can't do it by their own ways, they can't keep me, they can't keep the law fully, then I'm effecting salvation. And this salvation will be
mm-hmm.
by Christ
mm-hmm.
alone. So, listeners, you see, we will talk about these things and we'll keep mentioning of them. So may you stick in, may you look forward to this. We hope to answer most of your questions. We hope to expound what grace is, who Christ is, who he is to us, what this means to him, to the glory of him, and above all, the sense of scripture in this. So, yeah, stick around and we'll see what we can do together.
You do not want to miss this series. I cannot wait. I am looking forward to interacting with you and interacting with Simeon as we walk and as we journey together in the five solas. So thank you for tuning in. See you next time. Simeon, you can give us the final bye.
Bye.
Bye.